As we continue our Vintage Advent series, let's take a listen to Dean Martin singing, "Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow."
But the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow, let it snow and snow. Finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
This very melodic classic mixes romance with the weather to create a delightfully cozy song that has always appealed to couples and lovers. Who wouldn't want to be more or less stranded in a snowstorm with one's beloved? The lyrics have a certain pre-1960s innocence about them, referring to goodnight kisses and parting for the night and popping corn. Delicacy and charm characterize the four brief stanzas. Musician Jewel Stein and lyricist Sammy Kahn collaborated on this popular song, as they did for many others. Stein was born in London in New Year's Eve, 1905, but raised in Chicago. A child prodigy on the piano, he elected to join the popular music circuit and organized his own dance band in 1931. After some time on the Chicago hotel and club circuit, Stein went to Hollywood and became the vocal coach for Alice Faye and Linda Darnell and Shirley Temple. Stein linked up with the New York City-born Kahn in 1942, and 3 years later they wrote Let It Snow. This wintry delight was not written during a blizzard, though, but on a hot July day in Los Angeles. Stein and Kahn were finishing some business with their publisher, Edwin H. Morris, and Kahn suggested they go to a beach for a swim. But the workaholic Stein suggested they cool off by writing a song with a winter theme. So what emerged was this affable and upbeat tune. Von Monroe helped to popularize the song, and his recording was the number one Christmas song of 1945. The Ohio-born Monroe was a popular singer during the big band era. His first hit was Racing with the Moon in 1941, followed by Ballerina and Ghost Riders in the Sky, a million copy seller in 1949. Though trained at the New England Conservatory of Music, Monroe distinguished himself as the rhythm and blues field. He also appeared in a number of Western films, singing Red Roses for a Blue Lady in the 1950 flick Singing Guns. Later in life, he opened a Massachusetts restaurant. He died in Stuart, Florida in 1973 at the age of 61. Kahn, who died in 1992, wrote the words to Love and Marriage, for which he won an Emmy, High Hopes, All the Way, and Call Me Irresponsible. Stein, who passed away in 1994, wrote the complete score for Bells Are Ringing, Gypsy, Funny Girl, and Subways Are for Sleeping. They collaborated on the 1947 Broadway hit High Button Shoes and won an Academy Award for the 1954 hit Three Coins in the Fountain. When you think about snow, so many things come to mind. As busy people, always striving for efficiency and productivity, Americans are often annoyed by snow. It slows down traffic and disrupts our schedules. And yet when we look out the snowy morning windows and moan, when we take to social media to complain about the weather, when we grumble as we scrape the ice off our car window, what are we believing about snow? What are we believing about God? Often, we're not really thinking about Him at all. When it snows, some Christians become functional deists. Deists believe God created all things like weather and then step back to passively let creation, like snowstorms, run its natural course. In other words, we see snow as an interruptive act of nature, not an intentional act of God, and so we grumble. But believer, His fingerprints are on every flake. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do His bidding. Psalm 148, 7 and 8. Snow is purposed by God to glorify Him and do His bidding. Snow has a sender. We see that in Job 37:6. Frost has a scatterer. Psalm 147:16. And God uses both to showcase His supremacy, Job 38:22. When we think of God's glory in nature, we often have in mind a fresh spring forest buzzing with birds and bugs, or a white sand beach bordering an endless expanse of ocean blue, or a quiet lake cooling as the summer sun takes its sweet time to set. But God's glory is on display as much in the cold winter snow as it is in the warm summer sun. Psalm 74:17. Therefore, when it snows, let's not act as if God is uninvolved. We shouldn't grumble or groan like a deist. Every flake is sent by God to show His splendor in snow, His beauty in the blizzard. God has assigned to snow life-giving purpose for God-centered praise. Isaiah 55:10. So when it snows, remember the Lord.